Chapter 12. The Last Feast. Telemachus left Odysseus with the shepherd and went back to the palace. When he got home, his mother was crying.
You're back, Telemachus. I've been so unhappy. Those men were very angry with you when you went to look for your father. I was very worried about you.
Telemachus hugged his mother. He told her servants to leave the room. When they had gone, he said, I have some good news for you. My father is alive and on his way home, but do not say a word to anybody. He did not tell Penelope that Odysseus was already on Ithaca. When the time was right, his father would come back to her. That night, the lazy guests were having a feast, as usual. As they ate and drank, they told jokes and listened to music. Telemachus sat with them. They were not angry with him anymore because they didn't think he had found Odysseus. Suddenly, the music stopped and all the men stared at the door of the great hall. A beggar stood there, in the light of the moon, with a begging bowl in his hand.
Will you give some food to an old beggar man? He said.
Telemachus wanted to laugh. He knew that under those ragged clothes, the beggar was his father Odysseus.
Why would we put food in the mouth of a beggar? Asked one man. Go home, if you have a home.
I have not always been a beggar, said Odysseus. I was once a king.
The men laughed.
And another thing, said Odysseus. You speak of food, but the piece of meat in your mouth is not yours, is it?
The man grabbed a cup and threw it at Odysseus.
Leave him alone, cried another. He's only a beggar. Let us continue with our feast.
Odysseus said nothing more, but Telemachus saw his angry face. Would the men see through his father's disguise? The feast went on into the night. Telemachus wanted the men to go. He longed to speak to his father. At last, one man stood up and yawned.
We've had a good feast, he said. I've never laughed so much. But now it is time for bed.
They all left, laughing and joking. They forgot to take their swords and spears. Soon, Odysseus and Telemachus were alone.
You fooled them, father, laughed Telemachus.
Yes, said Odysseus, but now we must get ready for tomorrow. I must find a way to stop those men. There will be fighting, and we must win. Let's collect all their swords and spears and hide them.
When they had hidden the swords and spears, Telemachus went upstairs to talk to his mother. Later that night, Penelope came down to the great hall. Her servants were clearing away the remains of the feast, and a beggar sat alone at the table. Penelope spoke to him.
My son Telemachus says that you have news of my husband, said Penelope. Tell me what you know.
I know that he is safe and well, my lady, replied the beggar. I have seen him with my own eyes.
How do I know you are telling the truth?
I can remember what he wore, my lady. He wore a long yellow cloak with a beautiful gold pin.
I remember that cloak, cried Penelope, and the gold pin. I gave it to him.
He will come back, the beggar said.
No, the truth is that I believe I will never see my husband again, Penelope replied sadly. He has been away for too long, but thank you for your kindness.